My friend Nathan was on the 61st floor of Tower 2 that September day when a hijacked jetliner flew into the World Trade Center. I interviewed him for a broadcast, and I was pretty deeply moved by the story Nathan told. He was coming out of the restroom when he remembers seeing a piece of burning paper floating by the window. That was his first hint of the horror that was to follow. As people began to realize they might be in danger, they did what my friend did. They headed for the stairwell. Nathan's account took me right into those stairwells, ultimately jammed with screaming people. Through the terror of the first smoke starting to fill the stairwell, and then finally the quake when a plane hit their building. Our friend finally made it to the soot-covered lobby, and that's where he saw the faces he said he would never forget. He told me, "I started seeing some of the rescue workers for the first time heading toward the stairwells and directing us out. You can still remember the looks on some of those faces. They were looking just as scared as I was, I'm sure. They're some of the people that helped save my life. And they never made it out themselves." Wow. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your only hope of making it out. My friend told me he'll be forever grateful to those rescuers who gave their lives so people like him didn't have to. He literally owes his life to them. I wasn't at the World Trade Center that awful day, but I understand a little of how my friend feels about those rescuers, because I know someone who gave his life so I don't have to die. I owe my life to him. He's the Son of God. His name is Jesus. He rescued me, and he wants to rescue you if you let him. Just before Jesus' arrival on earth, his earthly father, Joseph, was given instructions from heaven about this baby who would soon be born. And in it, even before the Son of God spent his first day as one of us, his rescue mission was announced. It's in our word for today from the Word of God. Matthew 1:21 says, "You are to give him the name Jesus." That means deliverer, rescuer. "You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." Now, save, that's what those courageous rescuers did for my friend. They saved him from a deadly situation he could not get himself out of. Well, that's what Jesus came to do for you and me. Our deadly situation isn't a burning or a collapsing building. It's the eternal death penalty that the Bible says is what our sin will cost. We've hijacked the control of our life from the eternal God who made us. And that has eternal deadly consequences. Eternal separation from God. But God loves you more than you can imagine. That's why he sent his one and only son into our collapsing building, up the stairwell to rescue us. And Jesus' death on that cross was the moment when he was taking the hell that you and I deserve. He was dying so you don't have to. And today Jesus has come to where you are to bring you out. But he's your personal rescuer, only if you personally reach out and grab his hand as your only hope of getting out. See, for each of us, there comes a moment when it will be too late to grab the rescuer's hand. But right now, today, you still can. And I pray you will. As you reach out to him and say, "Jesus, I have no hope of getting out from under the penalty of my sin, but what you did on the cross to take it for me. No religion can get me to heaven. No amount of goodness can get me to heaven. I can't get me there. I need a rescuer. And Jesus, you are my rescuer beginning today. I pin all my hopes on you." Let me urge you to go to our website, anewstory.com, because right there you will have all the information you will need to confirm that you really belong to Jesus Christ and you are rescued. That's anewstory.com. I am a man who owes my life to the man who brought me out at the highest possible cost to him. He wants to do that for you. He laid down his life to rescue you. Please, don't live, don't die without him.